Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to The Love Code. This show is all about uplifting you, inspiring you, transforming you, and healing you. And I am so glad you're going to be with us today because I have another inspirational conversation in store. You know, we are surrounded by so much fear and negativity. Just turn on the news. I actually do not have a TV. I've even stopped listening to the news programs on my radio. Even NPR is a little too intense for me these days. So I kind of have a blackout going. But what I am doing is surrounding myself with inspirational information. There are so many amazing programs you can get through places like Amazon. I've found some wonderful inspirational documentaries and movies through different apps. There's a wonderful app called Insight Timer. And Insight Timer is a free app, and it has all these lectures, and it has meditations and relaxation exercises and music. It's fantastic. So I choose to fill my being with inspiration and get out of the fear, negativity that is infusing our culture, our society. And you know what? I recommend you do that too, because it definitely has an effect on how you think, how you feel, on your health, on your cells, how you sleep. Everything is impacted by what you take in and what you allow yourself to perceive, to see, to hear, to think. It really makes a difference in the quality of our life. So that's why The Love Code is such an important show, because we're going to be inspiring you and sharing with you strategies of how you can further heal yourself and spread that to other people. Now, I want to remind everyone, if you want to receive the archive shows so you can listen to them when it's convenient to you, I suggest two options. You can go to my website, which is drcherylselman.com, and opt in there. Or you can go to my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know, and like me there. And What Women Must Know is the name of my Facebook page because it's the name of the other show I do on PRN, which is called What Women Must Know. And that's every Thursday at 4 p.m. But if you either opt into Dr. Cheryl Selman or like me over at What Women Must Know, then you will get both of my shows. And I encourage you to do so because I have great people coming to share their wisdoms on both of my programs. So fill yourself up with inspiration, positivity, possibilities. And we're going to be talking about possibilities today in regards to our children. We're going to be exploring how and why we want to teach our children meditation and spiritual resources and tools, and why it's so important to do that in this day and age, especially because our children are really experiencing the effects of stress. Stress from the environment, stress from school, stress from whatever they're watching on television, whatever games they're playing on their, you know, favorite wireless device. In fact, just being on a phone or being on an iPad is initiating stress in their bodies and in their minds. There's some really important research coming out warning parents about how children on their phones is decreasing their capacity to be focused and to learn and creating some serious neurological imbalances. So we need to really support our children. So to help us understand how we can teach meditation to our children, why, and what are the benefits, I have a very special guest today. I'm going to share a little bit about Claudia Thompson. Claudia is my guest, and she is currently a master teacher of Master Shah's Tao Academy, as well as an interior decorator and consultant who owned her own antique store for 21 years. She met Master Shah 8 years ago and received amazing healing results from a soccer injury, which inspired her to become a practitioner herself. Claudia has a passion for serving children and has volunteered in schools for over 25 years. During this time, she witnessed the stress and struggles that children and teachers faced on a daily basis. Now she brings Master Shah's wisdom and practices into the classrooms. She is called Miss Love, Peace, and Harmony by her students. She teaches them meditation and mindful practices while playing the soul song of love, peace, and harmony, which she learned from Master Shah. This loving song has a positive impact on the children, helping them to balance their emotions and minds for optimum learning. Claudia shares her teacher's mission to make others happier and healthier and will continue to spread love, peace, harmony to children and schools. So I am so looking forward to talking to Claudia Thompson today, and I want to welcome Claudia to the show. Hello, Claudia.
Hello, Dr. Cheryl. Hello to your audience. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, it's my pleasure. You know, this show was really inspired when I went to a very special retreat where I met Master Shah. I did not know Master Shah before, and I was invited after he was a guest on my radio show. He invited me to come and experience his retreat, which is where I met you, Claudia, and I met many other very amazing people, and I wanted to support Master Shah's mission, which is to serve others, to really inspire, uplift, and to heal. So that was how the Love Code was born. And I'm so happy I'm able to fulfill my contribution to the greater spiritual mission of all spiritual teachers. You know, when we look around, and certainly as I have been learning from other traditions, the message for all true spiritual traditions is service. How do we serve? How can we serve humanity? How can we support people on their healing journey? And I think this is so important, especially this time when it's so easy to forget the purpose of why we're here, which is to serve. So I was so interested in meeting you and your story, how you are fulfilling your spiritual purpose with children. But I want to talk to you first about your own personal journey towards healing, and how you found your path to do this work. And I know it started with your own health challenges. So share with us a little bit about that journey that you went through, Claudia.
Oh, sure. Thank you, Dr. Cheryl. Well, before I start, I want to share that I was actually in an orphanage until I was 3 in Germany. And so I never met my mother or father. And I start with this because an orphanage is an institution just like schools are. And you can basically say I was in, like, daycare for 36 months straight. You could look at it that way.
Wow.
I was adopted by family that were in the military. And they moved to Georgia, which is where I reside. And just like every family, you know, we all have our stories. So there was even challenges in that growing up. So I remember distinctly what it felt like to be a child. I still do. When you don't have control over your environment in your life. I married young, and we had I was a young mother, and my son healed me from so much of that. And I fell in love with my son so much. I'm like, I have to share this love with other children. And even though most of my adult life was about buying and selling beautiful objects and decorating people's homes, I knew the balance of serving, and I wanted to serve children. So I would go volunteer tutor. I would go into maybe lower income neighborhoods to share and do whatever I could in different ways. Nothing newsworthy. I just thought of it as being a good neighbor. And this enabled me to learn. Really, when you go out and serve, it's two ways. You're learning. You're giving what you can, but it's you get to see and experience. And when you learn, you become a better servant. So pushing forward, I've had a, like probably many women, I've
but
had
can
like
I just, can I
five...
just, can I, Claudia, can I stop
yeah.
you there before you go on?
Because
please. I want to talk a little bit more about how that those 3 years impacted you. So you, I mean, is that like from birth you were taken to an orphanage? Or
yes, I was
you were...
pretty young. Yes.
So
yes,
so you
know,
spent three
yeah.
years there. What, do you have any memories of what that was like?
Yes, I do. And it's so interesting. As I'm telling you this, I'm realizing this is a lot of the age of the children that I'm serving, so it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, my first memory is being in a crib, and there was a storm outside. And you don't cry when you're in orphanages because you're not conditioned to be picked up and taken care of in that way. It was a loving orphanage, and I don't have any bad memories. But it's, you're just on a different starting point than other children. So, and then I only spoke German. I'm Greek and German, and if you see me, I look more Greek than German. I have dark features. And I used to only speak German. And then when I came to the States, I was silent and then started speaking English, and that was that. So
how did
but yes
how
I do remember
you and how did you find your parents? How did they find you, your adoptive parents? I mean, they were American.
They were near
adopting
yes,
in
it was
a German
near a military
orphanage.
Town. Yeah, well, you know, it was fate. It was near a military town, and my mother had been adopted, even though she and her, my soon-to-be father had two sons of their own. She just had it in her that she was going to adopt a little girl, and somehow the timing and everything happened, and that's what was to be. And then I
yeah.
came over to the States in a military town, and... you know, and I've lived in Georgia a long time, so I moved here since I was three, and so that's that. But yes, I do remember. I remember many images and all, just exploring and figuring out where am I, who am I as a little child, and so I remember that feeling, and also that institutional feeling too, which daycares and schools are institutions. So, you know.
Yeah.
That is something that
I mean. That must
you,
have
you
been
know,
that must have been that must have been a magic moment for you when you had a family suddenly. You know,
yes.
you had people there taking care of you, loving you, holding you. You know, just loving on you.
Yes, it was absolutely, absolutely yes.
Yeah. I mean, what a. I mean, it's always fascinating when we think about children who've been adopted and kind of how they find their parents, you know, and the real family that they're to be with, and
right,
what, you know, what happens and how it shapes your life.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, I was adopted, but you know, the children that I work with, many of them are they've been foster children. They've had loss in their family, so it's all the same thing, but just in a different form. That they want to maybe they're not coming into this world quite the same starting point that others are.
Yeah, and no wonder you would have such compassion for them.
Mm.
You know, it's, you know, yeah, just part of that journey you've been on. So. Okay, so I interrupted you. So let's continue with the journey that you've been on.
Oh, sure. And I, you know, it's I'll just make it, you know, pretty brief. I had a business for 21 years, and when it was time for me to close my business, my mom passed away that year. I think we all can relate where we've had that year where it's like really this on top of this on top of this. And my mom, it was time. She wasn't suffering anymore. My business, it was time. You know, things change. And I knew deep down that I was going to do something more. Well, what was the biggest challenge was I was a passionate soccer player. And my knee, and that was also like, oh, my goodness, that was like a drug to me. Like, oh, my I could be in my zone with that. And I could not play. So I'm in my, mid-40s. Still playing soccer, but I couldn't play. Something was wrong. I tried everything. And it was a knee I'd had surgery on and issues before. And I ran. I met a healer of Master Shaw's who had previously done a healing on my foot, and instantly it was better. And I'm like, wow. So I was open to him. I started learning, and then
You know, you're running. You're running quickly by really important things that I just want us to focus on. So
sure.
You had this injury, and how long did you have the injury for?
Well, you know, my knee was, it was one of those things that was off and on. So I'd play a season. So, okay, let's see, 15 years. So, and then, you know, during, when you, like athletes, you have good times and bad times. And so off and on the knee would be challenging. But this time, this last time, it was really challenging and it never seemed to get back. And someone had walked into my shop who was a healer from Master Shaw. And she told me about Master Shaw. That's how I found out about him. Excuse me. And one time, my foot, you know, when you play soccer, you have injuries all the time, little things, you know. And my foot was bothering me. And she said, may I do it, offer a blessing? I'm like, sure. Instantaneously, it was gone. She didn't even touch it. And what she did was connected to the message of the foot and cleared the energetic and matter blockages. And I know that now, but I was like, wow. So it opened me up, and then I thought, you know what, I'm going to have to start paying attention. But I was kind of in the middle of things, and then I started realizing, okay, Claudia, and that's what can happen when we get where everything else that we were doing doesn't work anymore. That's when we kind of surrender and like, okay, something has been shown to me, and let me try this, even though it's new. And I started reading the books, and I went to a class, one class, of a gentleman that a master teacher that came in Atlanta, and he pulled me out of the audience and did a blessing on my knee, and it was like I had a new knee, and I could not believe it. In fact, my boyfriend at the time was also my coach, and we were both like shocked that I was, you know, hobbling around, and then all of a sudden I'm playing 3-4 soccer games, barely stretching, and just, you know, it was amazing. And so then someone said to me, you know, you could be a healer too. And I was like, what? And then I started on the healing journey. And then eventually I became a master a little over a year ago. And so much in between. But that, I realized, you know what, there are people with life-threatening illnesses. And I know the desperation I had for my soccer and my passion, you know, hobby. What about people that really have major challenges? And so I said, you know what, this is so new to me, but I'm going to be on this learning and healing journey. And I became a healer and then a master teacher. And soccer is the one who got me on this journey. So
that's a great story.
Thank you.
So, I mean, to have an experience of instantaneous healing definitely gets your attention.
Yes.
Because the mind cannot comprehend that, you know? I mean, the place where that is happening, where you can create the healing in the body of an injury that you've had for so many years, and in one healing session, or as it is, as Master Shaw students call it, a blessing, that it's gone. Is, you know, it you know, you're forever changed when that happens, aren't you? Because how can you possibly make sense of that with your intellect?
Yes, you just said it, absolutely. And it just opened my eyes. And when I say journey, because I've had other things that I've needed to transform, and some things weren't quite as instantaneous. Some things took a while, and some things I'm still working on. And that's the beautiful part of this journey, is some things begin to be revealed. Oh, here's an emotional part of my body that I need to transform. Okay. And sometimes I'm to do the work myself, you know, and, but you're right. When that happens, it is just amazing. And I'm so grateful that my heart was open. That was the main thing. I got to the point where I surrender God. I thought I knew everything, but I don't. So, you know, this isn't working and this isn't working. I give up. You just need to show me. And it was in that surrender, whatever it is, that mine was with Master Shaw, someone else could be with another healer or an acupuncturist or any other modality in any way. I really feel it's once we surrender, when we're ready, that it will be revealed to us. And that's been my journey.
So there are many people listening who do not know anything about Dr. Master Shah, and I think this is a good time for you to share a little bit about who Dr. Shah is. Just help people understand a little bit about. We've talked about him, and I have other people scheduled who are extraordinary people whose lives have been changed by Master Shah. You know, I'm not proselytizing anybody, but I do want people to understand that there are exceptional people in this world who have come to really provide us with a greater understanding of ourselves, to access a greater possibility within ourselves, such as you discovered the healing gifts you had. And a Dr. and Master Shah is one of these unique human beings that you have been connected to. And, you know, not planned and by my conscious mind, but that I have now been so honored to be connected to, and the wonderful people that I have met through attending those retreats. Can you share a little bit about Master Shah so people can appreciate who he is and why we're spending time talking about what he's sharing, and how people like you who are been gifted with the healing gifts through his work are bringing it into the world.
Thank you yes for the opportunity to share. You know, before I speak about Master Shah, I will say that I was on the spiritual journey since I was 22, when someone introduced me to Autobiography of a Yogi. So for, I'd say, about 15, 20 years, I was intensely reading Yogananda, and I loved him. So I share that because he got me ready for my teacher. Little did I know it was going to be Master Shah. But so I was already starting to be a little prepared spiritually, but I knew that I was needed to break that glass ceiling. And it was, like I was saying, it was the injury that got me, because my life was, you know, I think all the women are this way. I packed like 48 hours into a day. And it made me stop and really take a look at my spiritual journey to the soul. And Master Shah, what I love about him is his wisdom also talks about the spiritual journey and the physical journey as one. They're not separate. And his level, the best way I can say, of frequency is so beautiful and powerful, and his wisdom is so simple. So if you connect to him and you follow some of his teachings, you know, just learn a little bit, it empowers the soul. It wakens the soul up. So in his teaching, the soul is the boss. It's not mind over matter, but soul over matter. And you can go to drshaw.com. He's also on YouTube. And he connects the source, the beginning, the divine, to our soul. He makes the connection. And his frequency and power is so beautiful. So my knee, the soul of my knee, the issue of my knee, because Master Shah teaches that everything has a soul, is what needed to be transformed. There was negative information in there. Some people may call it karma. Some people may call it other things. But it was negative information. And he has access, the best way I can, to such positive information, such positive frequency. It helped transform it. And he teaches us how to do this in his books, many books. But he just himself, you can just listen to him, and he pulls in a frequency, and your body, your soul will tell you, okay, I need more positive information in this area. And you can just open yourself up and receive it. But his teaching is, the soul is the boss. And when you can clear the soul, help to clear the soul of an issue, whether it's an organ, an emotional body, it could be even relationships, then the energy and the matter will follow. And it can be applied to everything. And interesting to get to this point, the song, it's like a love song, Love, Peace, Harmony, is the song I use for children. And I, even though I told you I was on the spiritual path, I had a hard time meditating. Once I started, I was guided to listen to Love, Peace, Harmony for 15 minutes a day. I felt my cells vibrate. And all of a sudden, I went into this beautiful condition, a meditative condition. And that is one of the simplest and most outstanding things that Master Shaw has offered, is this song, Love, Peace, Harmony. And this is what I share with the children.
And I want to say that Love, Peace, and Harmony, which is the song that was channeled by Master Shaw with a very specific frequency for healing, is my theme song on the show. So when listen to my show, the intro and the outro is Love, Peace, and Harmony. So let's talk about what you are bringing to the children and how it's affecting them and their teachers.
Oh, thank you. Well, the song just alone, Love, Peace, Harmony, it's a love, it brings a love field, a positive field. As you so eloquently, suggested, the stress, earlier in the show, the stress that we are under, we're just out of alignment. Humanity is out of alignment, including children. Then you have children that maybe come from parents that are really out of alignment, I'll put it that way. So, and then they're in an institution, a school from 7 until sometimes 7 at night in the daycares and the aftercare programs in the elementary schools that I have gone to. So there is no way, it's hard to stay balanced with that. And there's so many issues as we know. So my big thing is I want children to be and to know that they're beautiful and wonderful the way they are. So much is asked of them. So when I come into a class, we'll start listening to Love, Peace, Harmony. And I'll teach them a little bit. Sometimes I don't want to teach them too much because they're being taught and talked to the whole day. So I'll start with, let's sit up. And one of the best things for children is to clasp your hands and put it right at the navel area. This is a grounding. And I'm like, okay, put your hands this way, put your feet on the floor, and let's just gently close our eyes and just focus. And then the song will start to come, and I tell them, smile, let everything in your body smile, let your brain smile, your heart smile. And so we'll do a little yin practice like that. When I continue the yin practice, we may even talk about what the words are, but love, let's talk about love, and we'll just chant love, 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 and then peace, harmony. Harmony, when you have harmony, your organs have harmony. Your alignment, you have better relationships. When you have peace, it doesn't matter what people do to you, you are in control. And love is the most powerful word in the world. If you have a boo-boo, let's give it love. And we will have like love circles. Who has a boo-boo? Let's give it love. And we do tapping. Love, 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 love. And then we use our hands. Now let's love each other. We put our hands to each other. Now let's pull the teacher in. Who's having a bad day? And sometimes everyone will want to raise their hands. I'm like, okay, we're all getting love. And so we are just in feeding ourselves with love. So that's more the yang. We do movement. We do tai chi, which is meditative movement. And we do all kinds of different practices. But the home base is always with love, peace, harmony.
Wow, that sounds phenomenal. So tell us what happens to the children when you go in and start sharing the exercises, basically, and the singing.
Well, I'll tell you this. There's a couple different classes. One class, this is a great example. There's one child with a skin condition, and his fingers literally bleed, and he gets worked up, and when he gets worked up, it makes it worse. And the first time I introduced this to this particular class, the teacher was like, oh, my goodness, I have never been able to see him sit still because he would just cry and start screaming over the pain. And so any pain is negative information for whatever the reason. And so this blast of love, peace, and harmony came to the messages of his skin, of his body. And he's one of my favorite students now. This was last year. Now this year, he just lights up when he sees me. And here's the thing. The soul knows. Maybe our little child brain isn't fully developed to understand. Even our human adult brains don't fully understand. But the soul will respond. And that's what I see. I see children's souls responding to it. And children are sitting still, more still. But, you know, we are not out to control because they need to be children. And they're going to play, they're going to act out sometimes, you know. And you know what? Sometimes they just have a bad day. So not every time is going to be rainbows and, you know, unicorns. But they, for the most part, they're just so happy. And I see their souls just jumping. And so it helps them also to ground themselves. And it makes them, like I would say, alert, so that when the time with assignments, there is a positive, it's been a positive result that they seem to listen more and follow directions more. These are 2, 3, 4-year-olds primarily that I've been working with, but I'm doing others with, you know, other elementary school levels too, and we're going to be documenting the type of results. But I can tell you, me walking in, there's something that just jumps, and it's like their soul is being acknowledged. In our world today, if we're on a computer, if we are outside of ourselves, we're not really connected to who we really are. And so on a soul level, even though they can't express it, I see them come alive. And the teachers come alive. They now say, this is our favorite day when you come. The teachers need it more than the children because they're under so much stress. And, you know, when I used to volunteer in mostly elementary school third graders, and I would see the stress the teachers would have because they have to, with the standardized testing and all, teachers are my heroes. I don't know how they do what they can do. They need love, peace, harmony. And I feel like if we could have a few times through the school day, even 5 minutes to ground ourselves, to center ourselves, our gifts are going to come forward. We're not going to react emotionally to things. And I look forward to doing more of this and starting to document the results so that we can see that this is very much needed. You know, the institution of learning, they are working so hard and they do many wonderful things. However, there's still things that are not improving. And because there's things that we just are not connecting to that is the powerhouse of all of our gifts and all of our strengths. And I feel this very strongly.
Yeah, this is certainly your mission, Claudia. This is, you know, you were born for this. It seems to be, you know, it's so much in your heart, and you know, you just give so much to the children. By the way, has anyone filmed you, videoed you doing this with the children?
Yes, I do have some videos. Yes, I do. And we're in a situation where at this particular daycare, the parents have signed off that they can be on, like, social media and all. So, you know, my son is actually a filmmaker, and I'd like to get him professionally to come in and do it, a few classes with it, because we do get some on the video, like from the phone and stuff. But, yes, we have documented this. And it's so much fun, and I actually – I do post it, you know, sometimes on Facebook because I'm allowed. And to be honest with you, the children are the teachers, and I want them. And I, in fact, I pull them up, and they'll teach the class. Okay, how do we sit? Okay, you know, and it's so cute. And they, you know, I always have my little teachers, but they will also inspire and open people's hearts. And this is, I see them as the teachers that are going to help other people connect to their soul and help other people learn how to meditate. If they can do it, if a two-year-old, I've had them sit for 25 minutes in a meditative state. And it's not me. I tell you, it's a song, Love, Peace, Harmony. It just puts you in that condition.
So, first of all, is there a Facebook page where people can go to see those videos?
Well, you know, well, let's see, I'm trying to think. The lovepeaceharmony.org, there is, yes, lovepeaceharmony.org under, the Love Peace Harmony movement. Yeah, go to lovepeaceharmony.org, and they are different stories. And you can go under stories, and you will see the organization I volunteer with is called APEC, APEC. And, yes, the story is there with some videos. And you will see the children on that, yes.
Good, and I'm going to give that link. That's lovepeaceharmony.org, and if people have the show sent to them, if they opt into my website or Facebook page and I send it out, I always send the links so people can see them. Or if they go up to PRN, they can find the links too. So do you want to sing the song for us?
Yes, but I'm gonna talk to you all like the souls of the 2, 3, and 4-year-olds. So
okay.
Yes, I would love to do that. So first of all, we're gonna repeat the first line a few times. But I want each of you to think about, we're gonna tap our hearts, and each of you think about what is special about you. And a lot of times the children will say, toys. I'm like, no, what's special about you? So I'd like everyone on the line to connect to what is truly special about yourself. And we're going to say this line 4 times. I love my heart and soul. And smile when you do it. I love my heart and soul. I love my heart and soul. How? That means perfect. Great. Now I want you to think about your friends, your family, your loved ones, your neighbors, people that don't even smile. Let's think about them too. People that may or may not even look like you. People from all over the world. And we're going to say this line 4 times. I love all humanity. I love all humanity. I love all humanity. I love all humanity. Great. Now, let's think about the animals, the blades of grass, the mountains, the rivers, the oceans, the sea life. Let's think about all the birds. Let's think about even the sun, the moon, the sky. Let's think about all of the Mother Earth. Join hearts and souls together again. Join hearts and souls together. Join hearts and souls together. Join hearts and souls together. We've called in so many people and things. What do we want for everyone? Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. How? And that is it.
Wow. That was beautiful. I loved that. I love doing that. And I'm sure everyone listening, you know, felt that. That's just such a simple, beautiful way. And, you know, we need to let everyone know that if they go to peaceloveharmony.org, you can download that song. And you can also access an app There's an app that has that song. And I also found it like a, you know, 45, 50 minutes. If you go to YouTube, you can find that song, Love, Peace, Harmony song. So it's something that people can access and play. And I would challenge people, you know, give it a go. Play that song. How long were you told to listen to it when you were first doing your healing?
Thank you. When I first, 15 minutes, and it went by so quickly. Beforehand, I used to, like, 2 minutes, it was like I was being tortured to try to sit in meditation. So it's kind of humorous that I'm actually teaching meditation to children. But, yes, 15 minutes, if you can sit, or you can do 5 minutes at a time here, you know, three times a day. But 15 minutes is great.
And I think I need to emphasize that it's a, you know, it's a beautiful little simple song, but it actually was channeled to Master Shah. It was given to him from a divine source, and it has been translated in so many languages. Do you know how many languages it's been translated into?
Oh, that's a great question. I do not. I'm sorry, but a lot, like you said, in lovepeaceharmony.org, they will show the different translations. So, yes.
Oh, yeah, it's been translated into, you know, I don't know, 20 languages all around the world.
That's
and there are people singing this in all different languages all over the world. I mean, I believe, and maybe you know the story better than me, that, it, you know, Master Shah was told that this song would have this healing ability, and that it was to be spread around the world.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes. It's a student asked him, you know, Master Shah, could you give us a song? He said, hold on, let me connect. And then the song came, lula, 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 lula. And he's like, what does this mean? This is a soul language. And then it came out in the Chinese, well, I won't sing her ling. And then he said, oh, the English, I love my heart and soul. So the divine gave him in this song that everything is in the song. And it is connected to divine source, which is actually connected to each of us. So there's an aspect of when we connect to the song, we're connecting to the deepest, highest level of ourselves and of the source. And it is a gift for the ages. You know, I think throughout history of existence, many things have been brought forth. And this is something newly brought forth. And it's over, I want to say it's about 11, 12 years old that it's been brought forth. And I tell you, I use it for everything because the frequency is so beautiful and I connect to it. I can connect to my organs with it. I connect, and when I teach the children, just like myself, I visualize everything smiling and full of light. You know, I teach the children creative visualization. Then we may do some, what I'd call soul movement, some Tai Chi movement. And we go into this beautiful condition, and we feel love, peace, and harmony. And as I went over that practice with you, 2-, 3-, and 4-year-olds' consciousness starts to raise so beautifully because they're connecting to the true meaning of the song, that it's not, it's just, it's for ourselves, it's for our loved ones, it's for everything on Mother Earth, and for everyone and everything in existence. Now, that's pretty powerful to pop in for a 30-minute class, you know, 40-minute class session with children, that this is what they've done. And it's actually a beautiful service to wish love, peace, and harmony. So when you connect to this, you're connecting to a source field. And it's so simple, but very, very profound. So 15 minutes a day is wonderful. And you will notice, you'll feel it. You kind of have to experience it. And another thing that we've shared is to ground ourselves. So there's so much energy in the lower abdomen. You know, if we're too much in our head, we actually can go in our head, but to ground ourselves and to go into that emptiness, which is where the healing takes place and our highest soul, our highest, you know, comes forth, you can ground yourself with the lower abdomen by clasping your hands there, listening to it. If that's not comfortable for you, you can lie down, be in a comfortable state, and just try it. And I say take your soul on vacation. That's what that 15 minutes can do, and we all need a vacation from, like you said, the life that's going on around us.
So, you know what's lovely about that song, Claudia? A lot of people go, I can't meditate, I can't quiet my mind, which isn't true, but that's what a lot of people say. So just listening to that song is a meditation. People don't have to, you know, get into a, you know, internal state where they're trying to, you know, quiet their mind. They can listen to that song, and whatever their mind is doing is fine as long as they are open, receptive to just listening or to chanting along with that song. So it's a such an easy way for people to receive healing.
Beautifully said, yes. And that's the thing. It's so special and so powerful. Absolutely. Just listen to it, and that's all you have to do.
Yeah. So I'd love to hear a little bit more, Claudia, about some of the healings that you've seen happened with these little beings. I mean, they're just so precious. 2-, 3-, and 4-year-olds are just so adorable. But they, you know, they, like you said, some of them are in foster care. They carry their own trauma with them, their own hurts. What else have you observed as you've been working with the children and working with Peace, Love, and Harmony and connecting and honoring their souls?
Thank you. That's a great question. I would say, you know, I come in for these sessions, and the biggest thing I've seen is that their heart opens, and they feel like a freeness. There's something that has been awakened. And so children, I love the ones where in the beginning they're the quiet ones, they're the ones that don't smile, and then at the end they're the brightest little stars. I have witnessed this unfolding, and at such an early age, it's hard to express themselves, but this is a beautiful way for self-expression. So I've talked to teachers, and like one time we had a class, and this one boy, for instance, he was the macho little kid, I don't want to say he's a bully, he's just a rough and tumble boy. You know, boys are that way, they can be. And he was the one that always was trying to cause aggravation and this and that, and that's okay, that's how he expressed himself. But it wasn't always love, peace, and harmony, I'll put it that way. And I remember we had a session where all of a sudden he started crying, and he couldn't understand why. And, I mean, I'm not out to try to make children cry, don't get me wrong, but there's something that needed to come out that he had locked up. And the teacher said that his brother just went to jail and that he needed somehow to be released, like something. And it was during, all we did was sing, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. That's also a Master Shaw song on a CD. And so I was just impressed. The teacher pointed that out to me. She said, you know, he doesn't use his words. He's just always more forceful with things. And this, like, opened his heart. There's something that needed to come out. That's kind of one type of examples. But I've seen where children, at that age, in a school environment, you really want them to be able to follow, like, simple instructions. They don't need to know a lot. So when you get them where they're more balanced and attuned just from these sessions, the teachers are having an easier time with them of following instructions. But they use, in fact, one teacher uses the words love, peace, harmony every day. Come on, stay in line so that we can have more harmony. Come on, harmony is about being in line. You know, peace, I'm not going to fight with you, no fighting. And she uses these words every day, and she sees a shift in the classroom. Just the classroom environment shifts. The other thing, when I used to volunteer in schools, what I noticed was children with behavioral issues took up like 90% of the teacher's attention. And so the quiet, well-behaved students didn't get the teacher's attention as much, and they have to put it toward behavior issues. So this is a real issue in school. So I have witnessed that just the classroom energy has shifted, that the behavior appears to be softened. And at this level, because I don't, you know, I'm not a social worker, I don't get involved in cases and things like that, but from my interaction, I have witnessed that the children, their hearts just seem to be more open and they seem to come alive more, but not in a crazy, out of control way. I can speak with them, I can talk with them, and they're understanding, they're listening, and they feel more balanced. I remember going into an elementary school, and I was in front of about 100 children, and did the practice, what we just did. And I passed the microphone, who wants to share? And one child said, he said, I'm by myself, but I'm not alone. You know, and then another one will say, my bones feel stronger from doing this. Or, I feel like I love the world more. Like, I need to write down all of these comments. The 2-, 3-, 4-year-olds, it's harder for them to express themselves, but they will. You know, one of them said, I feel closer to God. They actually said that. You know, and so that is the biggest thing. I just feel like, you know, any child is such a sacred honor because they're in such a developmental stage. In any way that we can empower them, I know that's the word you use, I think that's so important. And to nurture them, let them feel so loved by the universe, by everyone and everything. That's so important. And then that their consciousness is lifted to include everyone. I think that's a great teaching that any age we can learn.
Well, you're doing such profound work, Claudia, because just think about this. If we could bring this type of teaching and honoring of the souls of these little beings, they're little beings, but they're conscious beings in their own right, and if we can nurture that and just allow them to open their hearts and remind them of who they are at that age, what a different world we would have. What a totally different reality we could create. So, you know, you're doing such powerful work. So, I want to ask you, if people want to find out more about you and what you're doing, or if they perhaps are inspired and would like to learn more about what you're bringing into the school system, how can they contact you?
Okay.
How can they find you?
Thank you so much. You can go to Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A, R, like in Rooster, Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, .com. You can also go to Claudia.Thompson at drshaw.com. And I would love to speak with anyone. Contact me, and, you know, we can set up an appointment and talk. And there's so many simple principles that are so easy to get started. But yes, you can contact me, and I would love to hear from people and share and learn from. They may have something that some insights they can share with me as well.
So let me give you. Let's just go with one of those email addresses, and maybe it's easy to do. Claudia.Thompson at Dr. Shaw. SHA.com, Claudia.Thompson at drshaw.com. I think it would be wonderful if people who are drawn to healing children, supporting children, letting their souls flourish and blossom. And, you know, those little kids are so connected anyway, to have it acknowledged. Often our culture shuts it off, disconnects us. So to keep that connection alive is just such a gift, such a healing for those beings. And I know the more we do that, it will change the world. And I'm sure these children coming in are more conscious and spiritually connected than we can even imagine. So it's like keeping that light alive, right? Nourishing it, acknowledging it.
Oh, yes. That is so well said. I believe everything you just said. They really, before the ego and the society takes over, they are so connected. I agree 100%. Yes.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Well, you're doing such wonderful work, and it's so interesting to hear your story and how your experience at being in that orphanage for the first 3 years of life has, in a sense, defined that purpose that you have in the world and what a difference you're making to all those little bright beings that are blessed to be in your classroom with you.
Oh,
it's very inspirational. You're doing great, great work. So thank you so much for being with us today. It's a great conversation, Claudia. I just love what you're doing and what a difference you're making for those children. And I do hope people will be inspired and contact you and see how you can support them, and they might be able to inspire you in ways as well. So it's claudia.thompson@drshaw.com if people want to email you. And
great.
Again, thank you so much for your time today, for the wonderful work and service you're doing. It's just been an absolute delight having this conversation with you.
Oh, Dr. Cheryl, thank you for having me on Love Code, and thank you for being a facilitator for so much good in the world. And I thank you. I really had a fun time sharing what I'm doing, and I hope to hear from some of your audience to share more. So thank you so much.
Thank you again, Claudia. And thank you, all my listeners, for joining me. Spread the word. Please let people know about the show. Like me over at my Facebook page, What Women Must Know, and we can spread more love, peace, and harmony in the world. So until next week, I wish you a week filled with love, peace, and harmony. Bye for now.